李长老能够上来和我们分享他今天的信息。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
早安，弟兄姐妹们。
Today's sermon is the last and the conclusion of our mini series on the footsteps of Antichrist.
那么我今天的讲道是我要讲敌基督的脚步声迷你系列当中最后的一个讲章总结。
After my last preaching, I received some positive and negative feedbacks.
那么在我上一次的讲道之后呢，我同时收到了正面跟负面的回馈信息。
I think it is crucial to address the negative feedbacks.Because some of the listeners don't seem to fully understand the message and get the point. So I will spend some time today dealing with this concern.
我认为呢，面对这些负面的回馈的信息非常重要，因为好像我们当中的有一些听众并没有完全了解这个信息的内容跟重点，所以我今天会花一点时间来回应这些问题。
As I understand, there were three concerns.
就我了解呢，听众大概大致有下面三方面的这个关注。
Number one, there's a lack of biblical context.
首先，大家指出呢，我的这个讲道里缺少直接引用圣经内容的讲解。
And then there's a concern that this sermon is perceived is just another end time theory, similar to past predictions of Jesus' return that never.
另外有些人呢担心说这边讲到好像是另一个版本的末世论的理论啊，好像过去那些预言耶稣要再来但没有再来没有实现的那些预测。
And then the last concern was, whether this topic is appropriate for seekers and new believers, that this type of message may scare them and drive them away.
那么另外也有些人担心说用这个主题来讲到是不是适合慕道友跟新的信徒呢，会不会让这类的讯息把他们吓到了让他们离开这里。
Regarding too little preaching from the Bible, this observation is correct, but I'd like to point out that my past sermons have always been rich in scriptural content. One need to understand the reason behind the lack of thisIn the previous sermon,
当大家指出说我的讲道在圣经的这个内容上面引用太少，这个观察是对的。但是我也要指出呢，我过去的讲道一直有丰富的圣经内容，所以听众需要明白为什么我这个系列的讲道在这方面会有缺乏。
First of all, there is just not that much scriptural text on the Antichrist. The main text is in Revelation 13.I have covered these scriptures in my first sermon. I need not repeat them, and I don't have enough time to do so.
首先，圣经中关于敌基督的经文并不多，主要的内容是在启示录十三章里面，那也是本系列讲到的重点。我在我的第一篇讲道中已经涵盖了所有的经文，所以今天不需要重复，也没有足够的时间。
The purpose of this sermon is to point out evidences.That the Antichrist prophecy is being fulfilled in our present time. It is happening right before our eyes.
那么这个系列讲到系列的目的是要指出敌基督预言正在我们当今这个时代验证的证据，它就在我们的眼前发生。
We need to understand that while the prophecy is in the Bible, the evidences of fulfillment are not in the Bible, but in historic.And present-day events.
我们需要明白，预言是记载在圣经里，但是预言印证的证据却不是在圣经里面，而是在这个历史跟当下的事件当中。
Therefore, the content of this sermon does not have a whole lot of scripture, but is filled with historic and present-day events instead.
因此呢，我今天的讲道内容没有大量的经文，但是充满了历史和当今事件的举证。
Regarding the sermon being just another end-time theory, like many past failed predictions of Jesus' return, this view completely missed the point of the sermon series.
那么，对于有些人认为说这个讲道只是另一个末日论的版本哦，就像过去许多预测耶稣要再来但是失败的例子一样，那这个观点其实完全没有抓到我这个讲道系列的重点。
First of all, the sermon series is not about the return of Christ. It is about the appearance of the Antichrist. These are two different events that will take place in two different times, even though they are related.
首先呢，我这个讲到的系列不是关于耶稣的再来，而是关于离基督的出现。这是两个在不同时间发生的两个不同的事件，尽管他们是相关联的。
Secondly, the Bible never tells us to predict the time of Jesus' return, and it is not the purpose of this sermon series to do so either.
其次呢，圣经从来没有鼓励我们去预测耶稣什么时候要再来，这也不是我这个系列讲到的目的。
In Matthew 24, when the disciples asked Jesus, "When will this happen?" Jesus didn't tell them when, but instead he told them to watch for signs.And Jesus gave them many end-time signs. Several times Jesus said, "You will hear, and you will see."
那么马太福音二十三章里，当门徒问耶稣这些事什么时候会发生的时候，耶稣并没有告诉他们什么时候，而是告诉他们要留意末世的征兆。耶稣给了他们许多末日的征兆。好几次耶稣说，你们要听见和你们要看见。
This is where many past predictions fail. They try to predict the time instead of watching for the sign.
这就是过去许多预测主再来会日子会失败的地方。他们想要预测主来的日子，而不是观察末日的征兆。
Among the many end-time signs Jesus gave us in Matthew 24, there are two super signs.
那么耶稣在马太福音二十四章里给了我们许多末日的征兆，其中有两个超级征兆。
The first one is the restoration of the nation of Israel. This has already been fulfilled 75 years ago.
那么第一个征兆就是关于以色列的复国，这个预言在75年前就已经应验了。
The second super sign is the appearance of the Antichrist. This is the focus ofThis sermon series, apparently some people didn't get that point.
那么第二个超级征兆就是关于敌基督的出现，也就是我这个讲道系列的重点，但是有些人并没有明白到这一点。
Concerning the apprehension that end-time messages may unsettle seekers and new believers, potentially driving them away, it is important to note that such fear lacks factual and biblical support. In reality, the opposite is often true.
至于末世信息可能会吓到寻道慕道友跟新信徒，驱使他们离开信仰的这种担忧呢？事实上，我认为这种恐惧是没有事实跟圣经根据的。事实上情况可能更好，可能更常是相反的。
Both in the Bible and historic accounts reveals that.Adversity and tribulation often prompt individuals to seek God, while prosperity tends to draw people towards worldly pursuits.
圣经跟历史事实都告诉我们，苦难和逼迫往往会促使人寻求神，而繁荣则倾向于使人追求世俗。
It is an established fact that the church not only can survive, but thrive.Both in terms of quality and quantity during challenging times.
过去的事实证明呢，在充满挑战的时期，教会不仅能够继续的生存下去，而且还能够在数量跟质量上蓬勃发展。
If seekers and new believers could grasp the imminent return of Jesus for judgment of the world and for salvation of his followers,They would be inclined to turn to the Lord while the opportunity remains.
如果慕道友跟新信徒能够意识到耶稣即将回来审判世界和拯救他的圣徒，他们就会倾向于在机会仍然存在的时候来归向主。
Now let us begin today's sermon.
现在让我们开始今天的讲道。
Today's message focuses on lawlessness, wickedness.And deception in the end time, highlighting the imminent appearance of the Antichrist.
今天的信息重点是在于末世不法跟邪恶的行为，以及谎言、迷惑与欺骗。强调这些现象呢，是基督即将来临的特征。
Since we step into the 21st century, There has been a notable rapid deterioration in our society, starting with the 9/11 event, and this trend is accelerating.
自从我们进入了21世纪，由911事件开始，我们的社会便经历了明显而迅速的恶化，而且这种趋势还在不断的加速。
California's major cities, especially San Francisco and Los Angeles, are struggling with homelessness, drug addicts, shoplifters, and robbers.
目前加州的主要城市，尤其是旧金山跟洛杉矶，正在和无家可归的吸毒者的商店的扒手以及抢劫犯作斗争。
Even more worrisome is, government legislators are making it easy for the lawmakers to commit crimes without bearing the consequences. In fact, they are encouraging people to break the law.
更令人担忧的是呢，当地的政府立法者为不法分子实施犯罪提供了便利，而且不需要承担后果。事实上，他们就是在鼓励人们违法犯罪。
To provide specific examples, a repeat shoplifter in Clayton, California, brazenly visited a 7-Eleven store 3 times in the same day, carrying with him a 55-gallon trash can on roller wheels to haul away stolen items.
我给大家举个例子，加州克莱顿的一个商店的一个行窃惯犯，他很无耻的在一天三次的同样光临以同一个7-Eleven 的便利店，并且他还带来一个有55加仑的滚轮垃圾桶，以方便他拖走他的赃物。
Let's see a short clip.
大家可以看得到这个短影片。
Fed up with this shop, the shoplifter, two store employees' anger reached their breaking point, so they resort to physical force and beat up the shoplifter.
那么，两名商店员工呢，受够了这名窃盗惯犯，忍无可忍，于是呢，他们就诉诸武力，对小偷进行了殴打。
Surprisingly, a few days later, law enforcement officer came to the store, not to investigate the thief's crime, but to investigate the employee's alleged criminal assault against the thief.
但是让人非常意外的是呢，几天后执法人员来了商店，不是为了调查小偷的罪行，而是为了调查这两名员工涉嫌偷袭小偷的犯罪行为。
This deeply disturbing incident demonstrates a serious challenge community face in dealing with crime and delivering justice.
这个让人深感不安的事件呢，显示我们的社区在打击犯罪跟伸张正义方面面临非常严峻的挑战。
If you believe that the death is solely driven by people trying to satisfy their basic need, you may need to think again.
那么您如果认为说这个盗窃行为可能是基于人们要满足自己基本需要所导致的，那么你可能需要再深入的思考一下。
Over the last 2 months, a disturbing trend has emerged. Fresh gang robbery occurring in upscale stores such as Nordstrom and Gucci, situated in Los Angeles' prestigious neighborhoods.
那么过去两个月呢，出现了让一个非常不安的趋势，洛杉矶著名的街区那里的 Nordstrom 跟 Gucci 这些高档的名店呢，出现了这个快闪的团伙抢劫案。
A few weeks ago, I was informed that the California State Congress and Senate had approved Bill SB 522 and 553, which offer protection to shoplifters.While penalizing individuals who resist or fight against criminals.
几周以前呢，我得知加州的国会跟参议院呢已经通过了 SB 522跟553法两个法案，来保护这些窃盗的人，并且惩罚那些反击罪犯的人。
Bill 553 prohibit the store owners, employees, and customers not to interfere with the crime, or else they can be fined $18,000.
那么 SB 553号法案呢，它这个阻止商家、雇员跟顾客来阻碍这些打砸偷抢，那么违反的人要罚款$18,000。
So, in California, if you are being robbed, just raise your hand so that you won't be suffer double loss.
所以在加州，如果你遭遇到抢劫呢，就赶快把手举起来，免得你要遭受双重的损失。
In addition to theft, our society faces a host of serious crimes, including drug trafficking, gun-related murders, uncontrolled illegal immigration at the southern border, and schools instilling perverse and immoral LGBTQ concept to children.
那么除了偷窃之外，我们的社会还面临一系列严峻的犯罪问题，包含了贩毒、枪支相关的谋杀，南部边境已经失控的非法移民，以及向学校和儿童灌输反常跟不道德 LGBTQ 的观念。
Especially disturbing is the California Congress has recently passed Bill AB 957 legislation that poses a threat of removing custody of children from parents who do not affirm their child's gender identity.
那么特别令人感到不安的是，加州的国会议会最近通过了 AB 957法案。这个法案威胁要取消那些不肯确认孩子性别认同的父母，他们对孩子的监护权。
A CNMA Chinese pastor in New York recently sent out this message.
那么一位纽约华人宣道会的牧师最近发出了这样的讯息。
This message was in Chinese.
那么这是一则这个中文信息。
Now you can read the Chinese.
Okay, 加州政府正在制定新的立法 AB 957，让年满12岁的儿童可以合法离家，让学校及辅导员有权替代父母做出决定，使孩子服用变性激素或接受变性手术。如果家长因不同意而提出抗议，将被视为虐待儿童，失去儿童的监护权，这令人深感担忧。
The California government is currently in the process of enacting new legislation AB 957 that would allow children aged 12 and above to legally leave their home. This legislation would grant schools and counselors the authority to make decisions on behalf of the parents, including administering gender-altering hormones or approving gender transition surgery for children. If parents voice objection, they may be labeled as child abusers and could risk losing custody of their children. This is deeply concerning. It's California Republican state legislator now called for parents to flee California amid this law.
那么因为加州所通过的 LGBTQ 法律呢，共和党州的这个议员现在呢呼吁加州的父母要逃离加州。
I'm now in year 11 in the state legislature, and all the time we're proposing policies to protect children. After 11 years, I've come to a conclusion that we need to start protecting parents. That's just not happening. I've been here and witnessed a full frontal assault on charter schools, taking away parents' choice and how their children are going to be educated, to the detriment particularly of children of color. In recent years, we have put government bureaucrats between parents, children, and doctors when it comes to medical care. And now we have this, where if a parent does not support the ideology of the government, they're going to be taken away from the home. Now, I agree with both Senator Wiener, Senator Laird, that today it only involves divorce proceedings. And frankly, a judge can already factor this in. But I can assure you, it's not going to end with divorce proceedings. In the past, when we've had these discussions, and I've seen parental rights atrophy, but I've encouraged people to keep fighting. I've changed my mind on that. If you love your children, you need to flee California. You need to flee. We are moving towards the pathway of the handmaid tale. California is becoming the new Juliet. And it just breaks my heart. I'm born and raised in this state. I love this state. I'm not going to stay in this state because it's just too oppressive. And I believe in freedom. And so I'm going to move to America when I leave the legislature.
Here in Montgomery County, Maryland, we face a similar problem. This summer, the county school board took away the parents' right to opt their children out of LGBTQ curriculum in school, sparking strong protests from the parents.
在马里兰州的蒙郡呢，我们也面临类似的问题。今年暑假，蒙郡的学校委员会取消了父母在学校中选择不让孩子参加 LGBTQ 课程的权利，引发了家长的强烈抗议。
In response, Montgomery County parents initiated a legal case.
那么蒙郡的家长就提起了法律诉讼作为回应。
But a state judge rejected the injunction and ruled that religious parents cannot opt their parents out of LGBTQ classes for the children.
但是呢，州法官驳回了这个禁令，并且裁定宗教父母不能选择让孩子退出 LGBTQ 课程。
These instances of lawlessness and wickedness I have mentioned.Are by no means confined solely to California. They extend across various major cities in other states as well.
我所提到的这些无法无天和邪恶的例子呢，绝不仅仅局限在加州。这些问题在其他州的各大城市也都广泛存在。
For example, places like Portland, Oregon, Seattle, Washington, Chicago, Illinois, and New York City.Along with international cities such as Toronto, Canada, Paris in France, and London in UK, and others are facing similar problems, albeit to various degrees.
像是奥勒冈州的波特兰，华盛顿州的西雅图，伊利诺州的芝加哥，纽约市，加拿大的多伦多，法国巴黎，英国伦敦等国际城市也在面临类似的问题，尽管程度上是有不同的。
There is a lot more I can elaborate on regarding the prevalence of wickedness and lawlessness in our contemporary world. However, the point I want to make is this, that these current conditions are precursors that point to the coming of the Antichrist.
那么关于当今世界普遍存在的邪恶跟无法无天的现象，我还有很多例子可以提供，不过我真正要说的是，目前的情况是敌基督来临前的先兆。
In Matthew 24, Jesus told the disciples many end time signs. Among the signs, wickedness, some versions translate it as lawlessness, will increase, resulting in the love of most will grow cold.
那么在马太福音24章里，耶稣告诉他的门徒许多末世的征兆，其中提到不法的事会增加，或是翻译为邪恶泛滥，导致许多人的爱心冷淡。
Second Thessalonians chapter 2 also mentioned that the man of lawlessness, that is the Antichrist, will be revealed, and the secret power of lawlessness is already at work.But there is a restraining power holding him back. When that restraint is taken away, the man of lawlessness, that is the Antichrist, will be revealed.
帖撒罗尼迦后书第二章也提到，那不法的人指敌基督必显露出来，并说那不法的隐翼已经发动，只是现在有一个拦阻的。等到那拦阻的被除去，这时那不法的人必显露出来。
So, the question is, could the rise in lawlessness in our society signify the restraint of the lawless one are being loosened?
那么我要提出来的问题就是，那不法之事增加，就是否意味着不法之人的约束正在被松绑呢？
In both Matthew 24 and Luke 17, Jesus provided another sign of the end time by drawing parallel between the end time society and the time of Noah and Lot.
那么在马太福音24章跟路加福音17章，耶稣通过将末世社会与挪亚和罗德时代进行类比，提供了另一个末世的真预兆。
The general perception of the days of Noah and Lot is one of indulgence, rampant sexual immorality, distorted sexual orientations, and people carrying on with their daily life seemingly oblivious to the impending disaster.
一般人对挪亚和罗德时代的普遍认知是大家过着一种放纵猖獗的性道德沦丧、扭曲的性取向，以及人们继续过着日常生活，似乎对即将到来的灾祸毫不在意。
Recently, I've noticed another parallel between our current era and the days of Noah and Lot, and that is devastating flood and fires.
最近呢，我观察到我们当前时代跟挪亚还有罗德时代之间有另一个相似的地方，那就是毁灭性的洪水和火灾。
Have you heard about the Great Flood of 2023?
大家有听过2023年的大灾难吗？
Some of you may have heard about them, but may not know how widespread and severe they are.
大家可能都听过当中一些洪灾跟野火的这个情况，但可能不知道他们到底有多严重跟影响的范围。
So let us go through some pictures of this these disasters.
我们来大家看看这些灾难的一些照片。
This is happened in India.
这个是在印度发生的洪灾，超级洪灾。
And then at the end of July, there was a typhoon that hit the Beijing area, and it rained 40 inches of rain, or 1,000 millimeter in 2 days.
那么七月的时候，一个台风呢袭击了北京，那么在两天之内降下了40英寸的豪雨。
And earlier this month, 2.5 weeks ago, in Hong Kong, there was also a record.But after a weak storm passed by, and it rained as much as 30 inches in some area.
那么，九月初呢，又有一个台风临到了香港，并且降下了近30英寸的大雨。
And the flood water poured down into garages and subway stations, making them look like swimming pools.
那么这些洪水呢，淹没了这个地下停车场，还有这个捷运系统，让那个地方看起来就像是那个游泳池一样。
And in September, also this month, there were very quick floods after fire in Greece and Bulgaria.
那么今年九月呢，这个希腊也被这个野火大的野火袭击哈。
And of course, many of you have heard about the flood in Libya that drowned how many people? It was said that more than 10,000 people have died, and another 20,000 people have disappeared.
那么大家可能都听过了这个利比亚发生的这个巨大的洪灾，有超过 1.1 万人的遇难，2万人失踪。
Our church is raising money to help the disaster relief.
那么我们教会也呢捐款来帮助他们这个处理这些灾难。
And many of you have also heard about the big wildfire in Hawaii.
大家可能也听到了夏威夷发生的这个巨大的野火事件。
And it wiped out an entire town, burning it down into ashes.
那么它呢，完全摧毁了在毛伊的一整座的这个古城，具有历史的城。
But surprisingly, a church in that city remained intact.
那么
after the fire.
那非常令人意外的是，在大火中呢，这个夏威夷当有一座教堂完好无损的留了下来。
And even the Russian news media call it this a miracle.
那么甚至俄国的媒体都说这是一个奇迹。
You can click on the link and watch a short video on this event.
那大家可以自己去这个点阅这个连结来看这个短影片。
So we have seen great fire and floods throughout the world, also in Spain.
那我们也可以同时看到这个火灾跟洪灾同时这个蔓延在这个世界哦，它也发生在西班牙。
Well, this I get from a weather forecasting website, underground.com, weatherunderground.com.
那么这是我从一个预测气候的网站上截下来的图哦。
If you click on the link and select active wildfire on the menu on the right, you get this interactive satellite map.
那么如果你去点阅其中的这个哪里有山火的，你会看到那个互动地图上有即时的卫星照片。
Look at the fire. It's burning in every continent.
大家可以看得到，野火几乎是在每一个州都发生。
Especially in South America and Africa.
特别是非洲跟南美洲。
And even Australia.
甚至是澳洲。
And some Pacific islands.
有一些太平洋的岛国。
Do you remember fire and brimstone rain down on Sodom and Gomorrah?
大家还记得吗？这个硫磺与火降到了索多玛和俄摩拉。
Are not our contemporary society very much like the days of Noah and Lot?
现在这个社会是不是跟挪亚和罗德的时代非常相似呢？
Isn't 2023 very unusual?
2023年是不是非比寻常呢？
If God is in control,What in the world is he doing?
那如果是神在掌管一切，他到底在做什么呢？
Think about the great flood in the days of Noah, and think about the fire and brimstone God rained down on Sodom and Gomorrah.
大家来想想挪亚时代的大洪水，再来想想神如何降下火跟硫磺在索多玛和俄摩拉。
Are not our societies very much like the days of Noah?And the days of Sodom and Gomorrah.
那么我们今天的社会是不是很像挪亚的时代，以及索多玛和俄摩拉的日子吗？
God is reminding us, we are living in the end time. Jesus is coming back soon.
神是在提醒我们，我们正活在末世，耶稣很快就会回来了。
Jesus said to the crowd, "When you see a cloud rising in the west, immediately you say it's going to rain."And it does. And when the south wind blows, you say it's going to be hot. And it is. You know how to interpret the appearance of the earth and sky. How is it that you don't know how to interpret this present time?
路加福音十二章五十四到五十六节，耶稣又对众人说：“你们看见西边起了云彩，就说要下一阵雨，果然就有。”起了南风就说将要燥热，也就有了。你们知道分别天地的气色，怎么不知道分辨这时候呢？
Can't you see? Can you tell?
你看不出来，你没有办法分辨吗？
God is sending us signals, signs through this record flood and wildfire to remind us we are living in the end time. Let us wake up.
神正透过这些破纪录的洪水跟野火向我们发出信号跟警示，提醒我们是活在末世的时代，让我们醒悟过来吧。
I wanted to talk about end time deceptions, but I'm running out of time, so I will skip this and just wrap up this mini sermon series.
我原本还想要谈末世的迷惑，但时间不够了，所以我会跳过并且结束这个迷你系列的讲道。
In my part two sermon in this series, I mentioned that for the Antichrist to come to power, several things need to happen.
我在过去的系列里讲到里面提到过，敌基督要能掌权，有几件事情需要发生。
Number one, a one world government.
首先是要有一个单一的世界联合政府。
Number two, a one world digital monetary system so that he can monitor and control all financial transactions.
其次要有一个单一的世界数位货币系统，这样他就可以监视跟控制所有的金融交易。
Number three, we need to have high technology to do real-time surveillance on every single person on earth. This would require everyone to have a unique world digital ID.
最后呢，这需要高科技的配合，可以让地球上的每个人都被实时监控，并且每个人都需要配备一个全球独特的数字身份证号码。
In my previous sermons, I pointed to current events that could potentially fulfill these objectives.
那我在过去的讲道里指出了目前正在发生的事情极有可能实现这些目标。
The UN is actively steering each member nation towards the adoption of digital currency and the establishment of a worldwide digital ID system.
那么联合国目前正在积极推动每个成员国发展跟采用数位货币，并建立全球的数位身份证识别系统。
When these goals are achieved, the UN will be able to gain control over global political and economic power.
当这些目标都达到的时候，联合国就能够掌握世界政治跟经济的权力。
But,It is improbable that the current world superpower like the U.S., China, and other countries like EU and Japan willingly cede their authority to an international organization such as the UN unless they undergo a significant economic or political breakdown.
然而呢，目前的全球超级大国像是美国、中国，不太可能愿意把他们的权力会让渡给联合国这些国际组织，除非他们自己经历重大的经济或政治的崩溃。
Look, this is happening. This is happening now. Okay, this is why I pointed out in my first sermon that a global economic collapse must occur before the Antichrist emerge and assume power.
这就是为什么我在第一次讲道中指出来，全球经济必须在敌基督出现跟掌权之前崩溃。
Over the past 4 months or so, serious cracks have shown up in China's economy.
那么过去四个月来，中国经济出现了严重的裂痕。
Its real estate bubble has burst.Even top-tier developers like Country Garden defaulted on loans.
那么中国的房地产泡沫已经破灭，就连碧桂园这样顶级的开发商也出现了贷款违约。
Given that real estate constitutes 25% of China's economy, the repercussions are exceptionally grave.
那么由于房地产占中国经济的占比是到 25%, 所以影响非常的严重。
China's current economic downturn has triggered a chain reaction affecting other sectors such as banking and construction. It also has a profound impact on consumer confidence, which in turn affects retail sales, triggering a domino effect.
那么中国目前的经济衰退引发了连锁反应，影响了银行业跟建筑业等其他的行业，对消费者信心也产生了深远的影响，进而影响了零售销售，引发了股牌效应。
Simultaneously, foreign investors and corporations are fleeing China, fueled by escalating tension with the United States and Taiwan. This has added to the nation's economic challenges.
那么这个同时呢，由于中国与美国和台湾的紧张局势升级，外国投资者跟企业纷纷撤离中国，加剧了中国的经济挑战。
The Chinese economy is in serious trouble, and a future economic collapse cannot be ruled out.
那么当前中国呢，经济面临极大的困难，不能排除将来有崩溃的可能性。
This crisis emerged so suddenly that most economists were caught off guard.
那么这个危机来得太突然，大多数的经济学家都没有预料到，让他们措手不及。
Now, in my first sermon, I pointed out that the United States economy is also in a crisis, triggered by Federal Reserve's decision to raise interest rate in an effort to combat inflation.
在我的第一篇讲道里头，我也指出美国的经济正面临危机，就是由于美联储决定提高利率以及遏制通膨所引起的。
Higher interest rate caused savers to switch their bank deposits to money market fund that pay them a higher rate of return.
那么较高的利息呢，导致这些存款户呢，把他们的银行存款转移到了货币市场基金，以获得更高的回报率。
Simultaneously, the increase in bond yields led to the devaluation of bond values.
但同时呢，更高的债券利率呢，会导致债券的价值贬值。
Since many banks invest their deposit in bonds, they are facing a double blow, a loss of deposit funds and the depreciation of the bond in their portfolio.
由于许多的银行将他们的存款投资在债券，因此他们面临着双重打击，存款资金的流失跟他们持有的债券也在贬值。
This has already led to the downfall of many major big banks, including Silicon Valley Bank and Europe's Credit Suisse.
这已经导致了一些大型银行的破产，包含着矽谷银行跟欧洲的瑞士信贷银行。
Currently, this crisis remains unresolved as the Federal Reserve continues to raise interest rates, bond values continue to depreciate, and bank depositors continue to withdraw their money from the banks.
那么目前呢，这场危机还没有得到解决哦。美联储还在继续提高利率，债券的价值仍然在贬值，银行存款的人呢，他们还仍然继续把资金转出银行。
Meanwhile, another financial crisis surfaced in the U.S. economy, the runaway federal deficit.
另外呢，美国经济还有另外一个金融危机，就是联邦的赤字已经失控。
Just 6 days ago.On Monday, September 18, the U.S. Treasury announced that the U.S. federal deficit has now surpassed $33 trillion.
那么六天前，也就是9月18号，美国财政部宣布美国的联邦赤字呢已经超过$33 billion.
In a single day, the deficit swelled by $56 billion.And over the past 3 months, it has grown by a staggering $1 trillion.
那么美国的赤字在一天之内就增加了$560 billion，过去三个月增加了$1 billion之多。
To put this into perspective, the interest alone on this deficit amount to a yearly sum of $1 trillion is bigger than an entire year defense budget.
那么我们大家换个角度来看，光是支付这项赤字的利息一年就要$1 billion，超过了美国整个年度的国防预算支出。
The latest staff forecast from the Congressional Budget Office, CBO, indicate that U.S. deficit is on track to reach $50 trillion by 2030, and probably earlier.After that, it's projected to increase exponentially, leading to an inevitable collapse of the U.S. dollar, because the government just have to create more and more money from nothing to pay for the expenses.
那么国会预算局最新的债务预测显示，美国的债务将在2030年甚至更早呢，就达到了$50 billion。之后呢，财政赤字会呈现指数级的增长。导致美元不可避免的崩盘，因为政府必须无中生有的不断制造出越来越多的货币来指引他们的开支。
Well, this is a 53-year chart of the U.S. budget deficit.
那么这个是美国53年以来赤字的增长图哦。
Look at the deficit spice up during the pandemic.
大家可以看到，在这个疫情之间呢，这个美国的赤字呢，高速的快速成长。
I showed that this track before.
Yeah, 这个。
Well, okay, but this is a close-up track in the last 5 years.
那么这个是细看过去五年债务的增长曲线。
Look at how much it has spiked up and it is accelerating.
大家可以看到在这五年内增长的有多快，然后速度有增加了多快。
The U.S. government enjoyed the privilege of playing magic in printing or electronically create an unlimited amount of U.S. Currency from nothing. This currency is not only individually accepted and used for trade, but it is also used as reserve fund in many countries.
那么美国政府享有变魔术的这个特权，可以从无到有的不断的印制无限量的美元货币。这个货币不但普遍的被接受跟使用于贸易，而且被大多数国家的银行用作他们的储备金。
But this is not going to last.
但是这是无法永久持续的。
I recommend everybody to watch this video. It's almost 1 hour long, called End of the Road.How money became worthless?
那么我强烈推荐大家，如果想要了解说那些将要来未来要来临的货币崩溃危机的人，如果你想知道的更多，可以看一下这个短影片，大概有一小时长。
Therefore, the world's two largest economies, United States and China.Are both grappling with insurmountable challenges.
因此呢，目前世界上最大的两个经济体，美国跟中国，都面临着难以克服的挑战。
Other biggest economy like Japan and European Union and Britain, they are also in bad shape.
那么，其他的经济体像是日本啊、欧盟跟英国，他们本身的经济也面临很大的困难。
So what should we do about it?
那我们到底该怎么做呢？
Listen to what Paul Henry Speck, the first president of the United Nations General Assembly said.
那么大家可以听听看这个联合国首任大会主席保罗·亨利·斯伯克这么说。
We do not want another committee. We have too many already.What we want is a man of sufficient stature to hold the allegiance of all the people and to lift us up out of this economic morass into which we are sinking. Send us such a man, and whether he be God or devil, we will receive him.
他说我们不需要另一个委员会，我们已经有太多了，我们需要的是一个有足够分量的人，能够赢得全球人类的效忠，并带领我们摆脱我们在陷入的经济困境。派这样一个人来，无论他是神或是魔鬼，我们都会欢迎接待他。
And this is taken out from a book by David Reagan, The Man of Lawlessness, the Antichrist,In the tribulation.
那么我刚这段话是取自大卫·里根著的《那不法之人大灾难中的敌基督》这本书。
In November 2021, the United Nations erected this sculpture in its visitors plaza and named it Guardian of International Peace and Security. The statue caused a lot of controversy and was later removed.
那么2021年的11月呢，联合国在游客广场树立的这座雕像，并且把它命名为国际和平与安全的卫士，但是呢，这个雕像引起很大的争议，最后被拆除了。
Did the United Nations accidentally reveal its true color, that is, its fox tail, so to speak?
那是不是联合国一不小心呢，就透过这个雕像露出它的狐狸尾巴呢？
You can watch a short video on this by clicking on this link.
那么大家也可以透过下面的这个连结呢来看这个视频。
I wrap up my sermon at 1 p.m. yesterday. God sent an angel to deliver this timely news.
那么昨天下午当一点钟，当我正要准备结束我准备这个讲稿的时候，神派天使送来了这个当时非常合时宜的一个新闻报道。
It says a billion-dollar bank in Australia.It's going to terminate cash transactions in all branches in an abrupt shift to digital only era.
那么这则新闻说，在澳洲，一个有数十亿美元的银行呢，突然宣布他们要转向纯数位时代，终止所有分行的现金交易。
You can click on the link and read this news.
你也可以在这个连结上面看到这个影片。
The Australian-based Macquarie Bank say if you launch a plan to eliminate all cash, checks, and phone payment services in January, shifting to a digital operation by the end of 2024.
那么在澳洲的总部，在澳洲的麦格理银行说，他们要在一月启动一项计划。取消所有有关于现金支票跟电话支付的付款服务，并在2024年底前全面转向数位化的营运。
So you see, what I told you is not speculation. It is actual event taking place in front of our eyes.
所以呢，我要大家知道吗？我刚跟大家分享的不是我的揣测，而是就在我们眼前实际发生的事情。
I have much more to say, but time is running out.
我还有很多话要说，但时间不多了。
This world, the world today appears to be preparing for the coming of the Antichrist prophesied in the Bible.
当今的世界似乎正在为圣经预言的敌基督的来临在做准备。
Our planet is in extraordinary state. There are wildfire, floods, and earthquakes everywhere.
我们的地球正处于一个非常的状态，到处都有野火、洪水跟地震。
The global economy is on the verge of vulnerability, filled with volatility and instability that threaten the world's financial system.
那么全球的经济也正处于非常脆弱的边缘，充满着波动跟不稳定，威胁着世界的金融体系。
The world's superpowers are full with austerity and divisions.And the shadow of war is growing day by day. Globalists call for the establishment of an universal government as soon as possible.
那么全球的超级大国呢，他们充满着敌意跟分歧，战争的阴影还逐日增加。全球主义者呼吁尽快建立一个普世政府。
High technology and artificial intelligence are developing at an alarming rate, providing the potential to establish a global real-time surveillance system and a cashless mark of the beast currency system for financial transactions.
那么高科技跟人工智能呢，正以惊人的速度发展，提供了建立全球实时监控系统和用于金融交易的无现金受印货币系统的潜力。
As we have trusted and uncertain future. People all over the world are looking for answers and solutions, but Bible prophecies have already given us the answers.
当我们走向不确定的未来之际，全世界的人都在寻找答案跟解决的办法。但圣经呢，其实它的预言早就给了我们答案。
The devil is also ready to give the world a solution.A charismatic and powerful super world leader is waiting to emerge. The whole world will applaud him and adore him.
那么魔鬼也准备好给世人一个解决方案。一位有魅力跟有能力的超级世界领导人正等着出场，全世界都会为他鼓掌来崇拜他。
His hour has come, and the world is ready.For the Antichrist,
他的时刻到了，全世界都已经准备好要迎接敌基督的来临。
This end our sermon today.
那么这就结束了我们今天的讯息。谢谢大家。现在请叶蒙姐妹来带我们回应的诗歌。